I'm happy to be with you. Surrounded by the beauty of creation and your support, that is very good to me. Thank you for your friendship, your affection. Now I'm just a pilgrim starting the last leg of his earthly journey.
Benedict, as Catholics wait to see who the next pope will be, Benedict flies off, leaving the Vatican.
And lands at his home in a parachute.
For a castle. If he landed in a parachute, that would be pretty interesting. He says he will live by the creed of who the next pope is. It's very strange. In 600 years, they have not had a pope resign. He resigns, leaves the vacancy, so nobody is running the church, you could say, right now. However, that should happen in the next couple of weeks when the conclave picks among itself somebody to fill the Prada shoes of Benedict. So you heard the bells tolling, the clock struck 8, the brass-studded wooden doors swung shut at the palace in the Italian hills, marking a big end to Benedict's papacy and the start of his journey as what he's calling a simple pilgrim life. How about that? The Castle Gandolfo, a 17th century papal retreat in the hills south of Rome. That's where he's going to be the first 2 months of his retirement. And that's where we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, at the helm of this little old ship. We don't have any helicopters here.
Did you say Castle Skyfollow?
Castle Gandolfo. They're screaming, Viva el Popa! Viva el Popa! And waving yellow and white flags of the Holy See, wishing him well. So that's it. And now it's all about playing the waiting game. That's about the religious side of the Vatican, which is a city unto itself, very strange. Talking about a different kind of democracy, if you could call the Catholic Church a democracy. I don't know if I would go that far. But they have their own little enclave, their own little place in the Vatican, much like we have our own little capital full of little papal wannabes who have taken their scepters and gone home for now as a sequester gets ready to roll out in Friday in the midnight hour into Saturday. $85 billion in cuts all set up by the president, who is screaming and yelling that the Republicans won't cooperate and this doesn't have to happen and that kind of stuff, when he's the one who set it up that way. So guess what? Sometimes people don't play the parts the way you want them to play, Mr. President. And shame on Congress for not really going through thoroughly the way they could have and picking out places to save money. Exactly. So Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, had this to say about the spending cuts.
People should be very disappointed that the president's not doing his job. For 18 months, all he's had to do is to send us a simple plan for a six-month spending plan. Instead of writing these, ringing the alarm bells and writing scare tactics, why aren't they writing a plan for how to do this in a better way? Senator Corker and I have for several months introduced a program to reduce spending by about the same amount as a sequester. We're doing it where it really makes a difference, which would be in the automatic spending increases that are about to bankrupt the country.
Yeah, so there you go. There were suggestions that definitely fell on deaf ears, and it was about taxes and getting the tax base up. And bottom line is, for now, it all gets passed on. Whether something happens in the big meeting, the breakfast summit with Mitch McConnell, John Boehner, Nancy Pelosi will be there, and Harry Reid. So a couple bigwigs from Congress, a couple from the Senate, and the president in the mix. What could they possibly discuss that will affect any kind of a change once they leave the breakfast meeting? I mean, who knows?
What do you think of these eggs? Oh, these eggs are pretty good. I bet you that's the conversation they have.
I bet you they have a conversation that they just talk around everything. I agree. I can't imagine that it would be anything more than that. It doesn't make any sense for the way this is playing out.
How's your grapefruit, Kate?
Yeah, how's the grapefruit? We have a great chef here. I can order anything any time of day, and he'll deliver it for me. It's an amazing thing. I can go down into the kitchen, and he'll come up with whatever it is I throw at him.
Ask for a hard-boiled egg with bacon encased.
There you go. That sounds good. How about some Eggs Benedict with some chorizo on the side? So Friday's sequester meeting is, I think, a cover for the president and for the four and for the people who make our laws, sitting down to discuss ways to avoid the cut, face-to-face meetings. They've known for months that this deadline was happening. But really, both sides are not holding out any hope that they're going to produce a solution, because, of course, they're not going to produce a solution. They're just going to have a conversation, as Charles was alluding to there, that it has centered around everything except for what's going to take place. The sequester, that's it. I mean, come on, give me a break. In the meantime, quickly, I'm going to throw this in because of how much we talk about guns and gun rights. I know some people in New York are pretty upset about what Mayor Bloomberg's trying to do. He just met with the president. He was at the White House the other day in the middle of all of this and talking about assault weapons bans and everything else. And here's what the guy on the street in New York had to say about that.
My computer just crashed.
He's saying, no, don't blame the regular guys on the guns. And the governor is being very arbitrary in what to do with guns, because there's a real push for gun control. Cuomo's pushing, and so is Bloomberg. And if you look at New York, I mean, already, certainly there, the gun laws are pretty restrictive. And I think people think they need practical laws there, not laws that are hanging them up especially in New York City. And obviously New York is huge, and upstate New York is very different from living in Manhattan or one of the other boroughs. But regardless, this has been a long time coming for Bloomberg, and now he has an in, which is why he's been meeting, pushing, trying to get anything he can get in the works when it comes to guns. And he is like a dog with a bone. He is a billionaire with a bone, and he's got the president's ear. So look out. Who knows in the end what this will look like for New Yorkers. Coming up on the flip side, our cheap movie review plus DVDs. Don't go away. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. 7, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with your DVD releases for this week and a little bit of movie news. Tom Sizemore, Vinnie Jones and Jürgen Pochnow star in Company of Heroes, where American soldiers lost behind enemy lines during World War II make a horrific discovery. Hitler has a super bomb in development. Against all the odds, they set out to find the scientist in charge of the program who's looking to defect. If you love real surfing movies like Big Wednesday or Pipeline that are based on real people or events, then you're going to love Chasing Mavericks, where surfer Jay Moriarty sets out to ride the Northern California break known as Mavericks. Girls Against Boys is a character-driven psychological thriller about two girls on a killing spree in New York. With edgy and ironic humor and a darkly meditative tone that is far more European or Asian in style than anything typically American. It's also a coming-of-age story about young women coming to understand how the world really works. TV box sets released this week include Sam Waterston in Law & Order Season 12 and The Client List Season 1 with Ghost Whisperer Jennifer Love Hewitt. This week saw the most prestigious of all the award shows, the Academy Awards, so here are the big winners. Best Leading Actor went to Daniel Day-Lewis for his portrayal of Abraham Lincoln. Best Leading Actress went to Jennifer Lawrence for her part in The Silver Linings Playbook. The Best Picture Gong went to Argo. The big winner on the night, though, was The Life of Pi, winning 4 awards from its 11 nominations. Argo took home 3 awards, as did Les Miserables, 2 each going to Django Unchained, Lincoln, and Skyfall, including Best Original Song by Adele. I'll be back next week with more DVD and Blu-ray release news and a forgotten lost classic, right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
I can't get enough of that Adele. Ayala song. Thank you very much, Jack. Now we head to the movies. He covered us off on the DVDs. The first one is called 21 and Over. Take a listen.
She was cute, right?
Yeah, she's cute. She's just not my type.
What is your type?
Girls that want to have sex with me.
Yay! Happy birthday
to you guys.
As his oldest friends, we have a moral obligation to get him drunk as...
Oh, my God.
I feel really alert right now. I feel like Spider-Man.
Oh, my God!
21 and Over.
Trust me, I've done this 1,000 times. Sure, he's fine.
Great.
In theaters March 1st.
Straight-A college student gets into trouble. Why? Because his best friends throw him a surprise visit, and then the mayhem ensues.
Seen it.
Yeah. Lived it. I've certainly seen this through a lot of my guy friends. And, you know, you get that babysitting duty. It's brutal.
Right,
this
bad.
One. Yeah, this one I'm really excited to see, actually. When I was a kid, my dad used to read me the Beanstalk story all the time. So it's called Jack the Giant Slayer.
3, 5, 4!
You're expecting someone?
The legends are true.
Prepare for battle! Fire!
Ready?
Jump!
Here comes the thunder.
I liked that better than I expected.
Jack the Giant Slayer. This film is not yet rated. It will be 3D and IMAX 3D March 1st.
All right, so how about that? A young guy fighting to save the kingdom from a fearsome race of giants. Then you get Jack the Giant Slayer. It's not animation. Actually, some of the work that's done on it looks pretty incredible to me. If you've got a son, a grandson, a nephew, yeah, I think this is going to be a winner all the way for them. All right, we move on to our next movie, and it's called Phantom.
My crew has just returned from 76 days at sea. There must be a dozen boats better rested.
Squadron command is insisting on the most experienced captain and crew available.
Captain, these are technicians from the Special Projects Institute.
They're testing some kind of prototype equipment.
We'll try to stay out of your way.
Good luck with that.
To the Phantom.
You understand this is completely classified.
Your technicians
have no personal records.
I don't want any of our crew getting between them and whatever the hell it is they're doing.
You'd be like to tell us what we're risking 86 lives.
For our patriotic duty.
They restored a war, Mr. Bruni.
You know something I don't? Because our mission will be compromised.
That presumes you know what our mission is.
Somebody dive the boat or I'll shoot the captain.
There are only two reasons why a boat would go rogue. One is to defect, and the other is to start a war. And I don't think we're defecting.
We'll be starting the apocalypse.
We will emerge on the right side of history.
Check your weapons.
You give me no recourse.
Recourse for what?
To take back my ship.
Engage the Phantom.
David Duchovny, Ed Harris, and a whole bunch of other people you'd recognize. Captain of a Cold War Soviet missile sub has been suffering from seizures. So you can imagine what happens. He's got to leave his wife and daughter. He's rushed into this crazy classified mission. Sliding from that R-rated thriller, 1 hour 37 minutes, to a long one, 2 hours 10 minutes, not rated, called Day of the Falcon. Check it out.
Here are my terms for peace. The yellow belt is made of sand. From now on, we'll keep it as a no-man's land between us. Neither may claim it.
I work for a little company called Texan Oil.
There is no oil here, just sand.
I would beg to differ, sir.
Hallelujah!
Get ready to be rich.
We have been violated.
The yellow belt belongs to no one. The Sultan considers the exploitation of the yellow belt a violation of the treaty.
Our people need the wealth oil brings.
You will march my army into the desert while I strike at his heart.
Father, I came here to warn you. Nassim has a trained army with modern weapons.
He who puts his faith only in weapons is a very poor soldier.
The only reason your father wants us married, so he will be free to go to battle with my father. This wasn't a wedding. It was a declaration of war.
I was promised to no man. I went to my father, and I chose you.
I love him.
I don't want conflict, but I want free from it.
If Ammar wants war, you'll have war!
It's in your blood. You were born to rule.
Day of the Falcon sounds pretty interesting, though. 30s, oil being discovered in Arabia, and leader uniting the tribes of the kingdoms there, and, of course, the relationships that forged and all the conflicts of oil and Islam. Antonio Banderas is in this. Frida Pinto is also in it, and I think there'd be some people you would recognize, too, as well. 2 hours and 10 minutes, you think of the previews. And that would be a very long day at the theater. I think it's going to create some buzz, though, and could be one of those movies that you wait and rent.
See, now, yeah, like, it sounds like the When Do I Eat Popcorn movie?
Yeah. Jack the Giant Slayer would be cool on the big screen. And of all the movies, I think, that we went through, that might be the one you'd want to see. I think that you'd want to see The Phantom would be a great rental. That would be another one that would be a good rental because of the intrigue. It's not ridiculously long. It's got a really good group of actors in it. And I think seems like it could be a pretty decent movie. So keep that in mind down the road because it'll probably pop in video on demand pretty soon. That's how all these movies roll pretty much anymore anyway, unless they're just huge, mega, 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 mega hits. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road, so stay with us. You can kick it, too.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Coming up, we're going to check the mail. Also, in our last segment, a medley of misunderstood lyrics. Thanks to Jeremy Messersmith. Yeah, misunderstood lyrics. You know, the people who are in the car with you and they have no idea what the words are and they're singing crazy words to the songs. It's infuriating. Oh, in college, when I was in school, we used to get in heated arguments over the words of songs, what the lyrics were. And usually I was the one who butchered the lyrics. It must be my hearing. Too many rock concerts or something, I would get a few of the lyrics backwards. Not the obvious things, but some of the other stuff. And now, half the time, can you really hear the lyrics? That's part of the problem. Can you clearly hear the lyrics? One night I'm going to do a segment of all the songs. I'm going to do my greatest hits of misunderstood lyrics that I misunderstood. I know you can all relate, and don't tell me you can't. I know every single one of you, including Izzy and Dan in Texas. I know it. Pete in Texas. All of you have done that. You like a song, you crank it up, and you have the lyrics completely backwards. Speaking of backwards, that's Washington these days, isn't it? Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Are you for the budget cut or against it?
I'm for the budget cut. I'm for it. I think we have to make the cuts because they can't make any decisions. So They gotta let the axe swing. Put them in. Let it happen.
What's $85 billion out of $16
trillion? Yeah, it's nothing. It's not enough. I mean, it's less than 2%, really.
Yeah, I think once they do it and they realize, well, we can do it without all this stuff, they can probably do it again next year.
Keep it all work fast.
Everything else they waste the money on.
Yeah, you know they put out stuff about government waste all the time. There's a famous group in Washington that does that. They pull it all together and it's ridiculous. It's like three Bibles put together of some of the things that you wouldn't believe money is being spent on. And if you just cull through all of that, they could cut out some money. But even in departments, I know people that work for the government and they flat out have told me that there's a lot of overlap that's not necessary.
Yeah, but they do a lot of stupid surveys.
Yes.
Single money to waste and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, some of that stuff is ridiculous, but they spend the money on. I say let it cut, go on, and help out everybody else. We get all that stuff they're talking about, shut down the country, all that other stuff.
We got to do it. We have no choice. It's because we've allowed ourselves to be put in this position. So every year goes by, well, of course, what's going to happen? You know, it's the analogies, the metaphors, the analogies, the things that we could throw and attach to this, and we have, Rick, you know it. I mean, look, all of us have bills. What happens when you don't pay bills after a while? What happens when you get credit cards and you get more credit card offers, and then before you know it, how deep are you in the hole, and how are you getting out? I mean, how many Americans fall into that situation? And we just can't do that because we're just lopping it on and on and on and on, and eventually to infinity? We have to cut, and it's just too much overlap.
Well, if they don't cut, keep spending, then one day you're going to have to cut. Starting to let her go.
Yep. That's what I say. They should have gotten a bigger machete out for sure.
Yeah, really. They should just cross the board everybody. Nobody no fair. You know, everybody gets cut.
Everybody gets cut.
Even the congressmen cut their wages.
Yeah, how about that? Or how about this? Not all these extras for committees and everything else. How about incentive pay like other people have when you get called in, you have a yearly review or whatever? How about that? How about if it's incentivized instead of just schmoozing and who you know and how you move around D.C.? Because that's what it is. That's why everybody wants to get on the committees. So let's do it a different way. Let's do it a different way. If there's extra money in the pot, fine. If not, which there isn't right now, then no, just like any company where people have been asked to take pay cuts to save companies, or they've been told, we can't give you a raise this year. We can't do it, not even 1%, 2%, anything, nothing.
Yep, that's what they all do, start with themselves. No more pay raises, no nothing.
Yep, I absolutely agree with you. 100%. Rick, how about that? We are in total agreement. Keep both hands on the wheel. Thanks for the call. Yep, you gotta let it fall for sure. But my biggest problem is everything leading up to this, because there's no question you can go back and listen to Archives of America Tonight. You can go back and Google anything with sequester and spending cuts and a super committee in any newspaper's history and find quotes from the president saying this was what was going to happen. So the shock and awe of this doesn't make any sense to me. Of course, this, I think, was a maneuver that has blown up on the administration. I think the goal was to use a sequester to really push for more money in taxes. And it's not working. You know, trotting this out hasn't worked because the Republicans are not cooperating, really. They're not, so far, they're not giving in on this. So the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue painted themselves into a corner that they didn't think they were going to be in, and they are. And it's happening. It's happening at midnight. Midnight on Friday. So just in time for the weekend. Yeah. You know, it's probably got to be tough, though. If you are somebody that's going to get furloughed, is going to lose a chunk of money that you need for your family, I bet all along, because of everything that's happened in the past, you're thinking, what were the odds? Hey, at the last minute, somebody's gonna save these jobs. Somebody's gonna come in, and we're not gonna have to give up hours. After all, we're air traffic controllers, and hey, we have to make transportation safe. So, someone's gonna come in, and this isn't gonna happen. And they're not thinking that it's gonna happen because of the track record in Washington. But no, I think letting the sequester happened is the best thing, and all this hype and nonsense and outrage is just ridiculous. It's so easy to prove that this was on the board for a very long time, so there shouldn't be any secret at all as to what was going to be cut, who was going to have to deal with their own budgets in their own department. I mean, that's it. And so now they have to make the cuts. They don't want to make the cuts. So when they go out and give speeches, they blame the Republicans. And really, as much as the Republicans can get blamed for some things, and you know the Democrats are always willing to shove them under the bus, I don't think you can shove Republicans so much under the bus for this. I mean, there's no doubt we need a third party because we have a bunch of chicken hawks running around D.C. on all sides of this, but it's easy to look at the Republicans and say, you know, it's your fault. Why couldn't you rework this with us? But it's not the Republicans. It really isn't. All right, I said we were going to go to the mailbag, and, man, we are chunking down the time. I'm just going to throw in a couple of quick ones for you. I got this one from Harry, who said, man, I'll be glad when the sequester cape comes down because I'm so tired of listening to these blowhards in D.C., whining about how painful it's going to be for all of us and who's losing jobs and what will happen when you have to fly somewhere. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Here's one from Jack in Oregon who says, Benedict Arnold, that's what I think of the Pope. He needs to leave the Vatican. Who cares about his last words? It's only fitting that he would go from the isolation, in a sense, of the Vatican to a castle for his retirement, and then say on top of it that he will obey any of the edicts of the Pope who comes in after him. What an awkward situation. I don't care what anyone says about his legacy. So what that he was a scholar? He also was somebody who turned his back on situations that shouldn't have been allowed to happen in the Catholic Church. He could have been a difference maker, and he was not. Good riddance. Here's another one from Bob listening to us. It looks like in Vermont. Bob says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I've been listening to you in Burlington. How about Bradley Manning? I know that you think he was wrong, but he was an idiot to let himself be duped in the first place. He knew he had a powder keg of information. That's why he made all the phone calls to the various papers. And when they were slow in the uptake, he went to WikiLeaks, and now he is paying the price. Yeah, he was arrested in the biggest leak of classified documents in our history. Now, you can look at the documents, and you'd be shocked at how harmless some of them are, but there's enough that are damaging. You know, he could be sent to prison for 20 years. He said he was trying to expose the American military's bloodlust and disregard for human life in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Can relate to this. I don't care if you're 25 years old or you're 85. You know, the lyrics to a song, you're trying to sing them and you think you hear one thing, but it's not really what the lyrics are. It does make for some great, great arguments. And I have had them. I don't particularly think it's just a guy thing. I think it's women, too, or girls will have disagreements on what are the words to the song. So here we are on the final stretch of this Hour of America tonight. Jeremy Messersmith, as promised, with a medley of misunderstood lyrics.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out by the fences for so long now. West Virginia, Mount your mama. In the way she moves. my mom sat on you. I thought my mom sat on you. I thought my mom sat on you. And I wanna rock and roll all night. And part of every day. And like a virgin, a touch for the 31st time. Dear, I'm not the virgin I was, 'cause she's got a chicken to ride. She's got a chicken to ride. She's got a chicken to ride, and she don't care. The ants are my friends, they're blowing in the wind. The ants are blowing in the wind. I want a piece of bacon. Bum, 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 bum. I want a piece of bacon. This is the dawning of the age of asparagus. Age of asparagus. Asparagus. To disagree, travel the world in generic jeans. Everybody's looking for someone. What a nice surprise when your rabbit dies. So hold me closer, Tony Danza. See that girl. Watch her scream, kicking the dancing queen. Bald-headed woman. Bald-headed woman to me. And it's alright, and it's okay, that you may love the other way. Try to understand the New York Times effect on men. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're a stick in the knife, a stick in the knife. I feel the city breaking and everybody's shaking. We're a stick in the knife, a stick in the knife. Ha, 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 stick in the knife, a stick in the knife. Ha, 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 a stick in the knife.
Song lyrics, you have to love it. One of my favorites. There were a couple of good lines in there. I'm sure you picked them out. Hold me closer, Tony Danzer. That was pretty good.
I thought my mom sat on you.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I believe in marigolds.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Wear your bra.
Yeah. I mean, really. Butchered song lyrics. Everybody does it. You know, if you're not sure of the real lyrics, what happens is people just sing whatever they think they're hearing and whatever's close to them. Sometimes it's whatever's close to them. It's interesting, and it is. I have noticed this. I've noticed this at karaoke bars. I've noticed this when at concerts when people are singing, and you think, well, wait, is that what they're saying? And I'm not sure. You're trying to decipher the song lyrics, and maybe that's part of the problem. Like I said, you don't really know what the lyrics are. You got to look them up because you're not quite sure. You think you hear something, but you haven't. You've just completely annihilated, blown up the lyric, and you weren't even close. You weren't even close. And there's somewhere. It's just really clear, and you can tell, you know, how they're singing. Anyway, that was pretty madcap fun, wasn't it? The misunderstood lyrics. If you have a good misunderstood lyric, send it to me. And if I laugh, I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, because you would be leveling the playing field. Balls, brats, and other BS. Maybe because of the popularity of karaoke, there have been people who have had the opportunity to publicly smash lyrics up when they're singing. You know, they're a little bit nervous, it might be a little bit dark, they're trying to look at the words that are coming across the screen. And then I was thinking, when Charles was telling me he had dug this segment up, I was thinking about what genre of music would be the worst for trying to sing along and then getting lost in it. And you would think reggae would be pretty smooth and pretty easy, but I think reggae could be tough. It could be tough to get the lines right as you're trying to pay attention to it. Even hip-hop songs can get...
Yeah.
Lyrics can get buried in hip-hop songs.
I think the fast-talking hip-hop would be the one that people would mistake the worst.
Sure, and I have done that. I've had to go back and listen and look for words and, you know, to some really cool songs that you wouldn't, I guess you wouldn't know it unless you went back and looked because you're singing the wrong thing. You're thinking you're hearing one thing, but it's really not that. And depends on the, also depends on the instruments, too. I think whatever instruments are used in the song, that can throw somebody off. Because the word or two might get buried in whatever the sound is that's coming out. So you throw in the instruments, the musicality of the whole thing, and boy, it's pretty interesting. If you secretly tape record your friend who sings and butchers all the lyrics, I will not only give you a copy of my book, but I will give you a $20 gift certificate to iTunes.
And you should put that movie on YouTube because it'll make a million hits.
There you go.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.